some school workers in Haines are getting retirement investments returned to them early in checks as large as $22,000 after the district alerted them that Social Security took too much out of their paychecks. From KHNS in Haines, Tara Bicknell has more.
Checks totaling $380,000 will be going out to Haynesboro School District employees past and present after the district determined that too much Social Security was withheld from non-teacher paychecks for several years. The district's been working with lawyers to put a sum to the Social Security mistake that dates back to 2002.
We've been, trying to figure it out as it's something that, initially began with the consolidation of the borough and the city.
Michael Beyer is the school district superintendent. The office first learned about the discrepancy 2 years ago and has been aiming towards this resolution since.
I didn't find out about it until, we were told by Retirement Benefits, who were doing an audit in late 2009, early 2010, that we needed to basically stop paying Social Security for PERS employees, and as was the agreement back when the school district was part of the borough, the third class borough.
The changes affect only school employees that were enrolled in the Public Employees Retirement System, or PERS, from 2008 to 2010, current PERS employees and retired teachers. Other teachers and substitute teachers use a separate retirement system and are not affected. Each of the involved individuals received a letter explaining the reimbursement earlier this month.
Just those employees who have worked after that date, and that would include all current and retired and those who quit.
That happens to be 75 former and current Haines workers, which will each be receiving checks totaling as little as $6 or as much as $22,000. Retired maintenance supervisor Dwight Nash is one of them.
As I understand it now, the monies that the district withheld from me will come back to me in a lump sum check. And when the Social Security system returns the money that the district provided in my behalf, they will count that as a earnings for me with taxable deductions and so forth. So I'll be issued two checks.
That's one check for withholding the employees already paid taxes on, and another they'll be responsible for paying taxes on if they don't reinvest in another retirement plan. The school is looking into the Supplemental Benefit System, or SBS, the state-run retirement program that the borough uses. It would be a retirement benefits program in addition to PERS that employees can contribute to. A representative from the program is expected to be at the school Wednesday with more information on the program.
We just want them to know what that looks like, what their options are, with that program and how that looks. And we also want to know whether they could roll over any of their money that they had contributed to Social Security into that program. What rollover options might there be? And that's why we have a counselor, an SBS counselor coming.
The Haines School currently employs 26 certificated teachers, 3 administrators, and 34 full-time and part-time classified employees. For more information on SBS, go to the State Retirement Benefits website. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.